Hello and welcome back to From 350 to 80 podcast, where we slow down a little. Notebook open, set and ready. So welcome back to another episode of mine, and today we have quite a new format for me. Just got done watching Quali and also the third practice. Yesterday was able to also watch the first and second practices, so we're here to talk about it. A little disclaimer from my part, so if you're not interested in listening to like the whole free practices debrief of mine, skip to the 16th minutes and I think 10 seconds, yeah. Alright, so first of all, the first practice, the Red Bull stopped the session with Verstappen and Perez coming in first and second. Then we've had two Aston Martins of Alonso and Stroll in third and fourth place. We've also had Russell and Hamilton. Sainz was in seventh place, Gasly, Albon, and then Tsunoda. Then we had Leclerc in 11th place and so on. So nothing much from the first practice. We've had also Carlos almost having contact with De Vries. What else? Alonso was setting pretty good lap times throughout the whole session. Basically, he was P1 on soft tires quite a few times. Hamilton was also P1 on hard tires, but it's worth mentioning that the first practice, so FP1, was happening in the daytime in Jeddah, so the track conditions are really hard to manage because the track is really hot during the daytime. So what else? We also had Hulk in P7. Perez also was P1 in some moments, and Albon was also P2 on hard tires. So that was really interesting seeing the Williams coming in P2. Logan Sargeant was also kind of like in that whole midfield, but also aiming higher than what's, let's say, the norm for the Williams drivers. So what else? Leclerc got some traffic. He was complaining on the radio that it's too late. He was kind of mad during that time. Also, what else? Oh, Verstappen had some trouble turning his car. He was also complaining about downshifts, and we're going to get into that a little bit later. Hamilton was also struggling with grip. Sergio was also struggling with his rear end and had a weird smell in the car, which is kind of concerning, and I really hope that we will not be seeing any of issues with the car concerning the smell in the race, because I don't know what kind of weird smell can the car be creating. I guess it could be a burning some sort, like burning of some kind, I don't know. Anyways, but I hope that doesn't happen again. Also, Pierre had no brakes at some point. And Norris and I think another driver, I don't remember which one, had a black and white shown to them, black and white flag shown to them because they were not following race director's instructions. So yeah, that's, I think, as much as for FP1, because there wasn't any major like incidents, any major problems for the drivers in the first practice. Alright, so now moving on to FP2. In FP2, the cars were definitely faster because the track temperature was cooling down a lot. And we had some basically almost collisions, but not collisions, because the drivers were, there were a lot of these moments with the drivers of almost colliding with each other, but also not. So it's great that actually didn't happen. De Vries also had a black and white flag shown for him. Leclerc once again had traffic on his lap. What else? Oh, there was a moment where Charles thought that he had a problem with the engine, but the team weren't able to see anything in the data. So that was weird, but then he had problems with his clutch. So maybe that was like the whole thing where Charles thought that he was having the problems with his engine. I don't know. Ferrari seemed weird. I hope they fucking fix that shit as soon as they can, because it's devastating to watch, honestly, and I'm really mad while reading the notes that I made back then while watching FP2. Yeah. Anyways, once again, Max had problems with his downshifts in the last corner. Alonso also... Oh! I'm just reading so... I'm sorry that I'm reading in so monotone. I'm forgetting the words today. I'm so sorry. I am sorry. I wanted to say that I'm sorry for reading in such a monotone voice, but Alonso was asking for updates on Max and Perez times throughout the session. So Alonso is keeping track. He's really smart for doing that, honestly. Because, like, you know when they say that Alonso is, like, one of the smartest drivers out there, because he's driving and he's constantly thinking. He's doing, like, the driving instinctively, and he's thinking about, oh, is he faster here? Where is he faster at? Which part of the track is he faster at? So, I really like that part of Alonso. Like, he is a really smart driver, and I love that. Alright, so as for the results in FP2, Verstappen came in first on soft tires. Alonso came in second on medium tires. So that's the major part. Perez was third with mediums. Ocon was fourth with mediums. Also, Russell was fifth, once again, as in FP1, but this time with mediums. Gasly was sixth with softs, then Stroll was after Gasly with softs, then Hulkenberg managed to put his car in the top 10 in 8th place with mediums, so he probably could have gone a little bit faster, but we also don't know how his tire management is, so yeah, P8, which is also a great result for Haas, like what? Then Leclerc in 9th and 10th, is Sainz, and then what else? In 11th, we've had Hamilton with mediums, so I don't know. Mercedes, they're just off. They're really off, but also it's just practice, so yeah, that could be like the whole issue here. Then Norris came in 12th with hards. Tsunoda then with softs. Albon in 14 with mediums. Magnussen was way far off his teammate in 15th place. I don't know what's that about, but Hulkenberg seems to be more consistent. And as much as it hurts to say this, I feel like... I feel like Gunther made the right choice for bringing in Hulk. Back, let's just say it like this, Hulkenberg back. Yeah, I feel like he made the right choice, because Hulkenberg, he's a good driver. He really is. He just, the problem is that he hasn't had a chance to actually win a race. That's the whole problem with the driver. Not unless he's a really consistent driver. And I think Gunther really made a good decision here, as much as it hurts to say this. Anyways, so Zhou in 16th with mediums, De Vries, then Sargent, Piastri, and Bottas. I know Bottas and Zhou were kind of off the pace in FP2, but let's just move on, because we also didn't have any like major incidents in FP2. Apart from the, like, almost collisions on the track, but that's not the driver's fault. It was mainly like the mechanics. Jesus, forgot the name. Like basically the people that speak with the drivers on the radio. It was their faults because they didn't warn the drivers on the track that like the other car was behind them or coming in from the pits and so on. Anyways, now FP3. So let's start from the results. So we've had Verstappen once again top of the practice session. Then we've had Perez in second, Alonso in third, Stroll in fourth, Hamilton in fifth once again, Leclerc in sixth now. So he found some pace from somewhere, so that's great. Then Norris and Piastri, the both McLarens also seem to have like some sort of pace increase, so that's great also. Then in ninth place, Gasly, in 10th, Russell, then in 11th, Sainz. I don't know what's going on there, but yeah, that wasn't good. Then 12th, Zhou, 13th, Hülkenberg, so Hülkenberg kind of dropped back. Then in 14th, Ocon, 15th, Albon, 16th, Sargent, 17th, Magnussen, 18th, Bottas, 19th, Tsunoda, and 20th, De Vries. But De Vries wasn't actually, like, he was 20th, but he wasn't actually participating in the FP3 practice session because De Vries was having his car's PU change for some reason. I don't know why. Nobody actually really specified why they changed Nick's engine. I don't know what's happening, but like Nick wasn't the only one who had his engine change. So basically, who else? Oh my god, I can't find it. So PU changes were made for both Ferrari drivers and also Norris and also Nick De Vries. So quite a lot of drivers had their engines changed in their cars. And like, as Crofty said, it's kind of too early to have engine changes, don't you think? I mean, I do agree with Crofty because like, what? It's only the second race of the season and we're already having like four drivers changing their engines. Like, what? Also, Norris was sitting for quite a while inside the garage because he had his mechanics fixing his floor, like the floor of the car. I don't know what happened with the floor of the car because nobody specified those things for some reason. And I couldn't find anything on social media, so I don't know what that's about. Like, I don't know. Maybe we'll know, or maybe we're not supposed to know, but I was really interested and it's kind of bothering me that we don't know. Anyways, there were also quite of some incidents during the whole practice session, like cars not passing properly, cars not letting others pass properly. Lewis also got held up by an Aston Martin. I also written that quite a few drivers had the first fastest sector, so it was Max. Russell also had the first fastest sector, which was interesting to me. Then what else? I'm looking through my notes. Oh! Norris and Verstappen almost had an incident. Like, they came really close between each other, and the incident was noted, but there was no further investigation. I think they did have a collision between themselves. I really do. But, yeah. Maybe they didn't. It looked really close, but maybe they didn't, so that's why the stewards didn't investigate it. So yeah, I think they didn't, but it was really close. It was definitely really close. What else? Oh, Fernando had a black and white flag shown for not actually following race instructions. So quite a few white and black flags for the drivers during the three free practice sessions, which is like, bro, just follow the rules. What are you doing? So yeah. Oh, Russell also was complaining about vibrations in the car. So that's kind of interesting. Is Mercedes like having the whole purposing thing once again? I really do hope that they're not having that thing. But anyways, that's like, their whole car seems so far off the pace, even though they're saying like, oh yeah, we're trying, we're doing something, but it doesn't look like that. And it's quite kind of hard to see Hamilton and Russell struggling, because I mean, the drivers are good, they're both good drivers, and they do deserve to have a good car. And it's kind of sad to see the drivers not getting a good car and yeah, struggling. But I mean, from the other side, on the other hand, basically, it's kind of interesting to see how like this whole Mercedes empire is crumbling and Red Bull are basically conquering right now, like topping everything. So yeah, I'm kind of torn inside myself. So yeah, anyways, that's kind of it about the free practices. So let's move on to quali now. All right, so quali. The first five who were out of Q2 was Tsunoda, Albon, De Vries, Norris, and then Sargent. But Sargent had his lap time deleted because basically at the end of turn 27, there's this line, like, it's really close to the wall, but the drivers cannot cross the line with their left front or back wheels. So the rules are kind of different for this line, because for the lap time to be actually deleted, the driver needs to cross the white line with his whole four wheels to have the lap time deleted. But basically in Jeddah, on that specific corner, when you cross the line with, let's say, only one wheel, you have the lap time deleted. So you don't want to cross that line. So yeah, that's why Sargent had his lap time deleted. Then out of Q1, in P11 was Hulk, then 12 Zhou, 13 Magnussen, 14 Bottas, and in 15th place was Max Verstappen. So this is where I was saying that I will be coming back to Max Verstappen. Max had issues with his downshifts. He was complaining about it like during the whole three free practice sessions. And basically Red Bull decided to have his gearbox change. So yeah, they changed the gearbox of Max's car, and then he just basically went out to qualify. But driving throughout the qualifying session, basically he was on full throttle at some point and basically just lost power. It just like this, it literally sounded like the power just got turned off or something. I don't know, the car was going, there was the sound of the, I don't know, the engine, and then it just like sounded like the engine was slowing down, and then it just shut off. Not completely, but something snapped there probably, I don't know. But Red Bull seemed to have figured it out already and they're fixing it. But the problem is that Max wasn't able to actually qualify good and ended up P15, so he's going to be starting from P15 tomorrow in Jeddah. So yeah, what else? Oh, a quote from Max. So basically he said, and I quote, first time that this happened, and it's annoying for it to happen because the car was also working well at the start. And Also, the interviewer asked him of how, like, Alonso was able to win, I think, in Jeddah. I think she mentioned Jeddah from P15. So, basically, Max said, and I quote, "Anything is possible on the track. We still have good pace," end of quote. And, I mean, yeah, of course, Red Bulls, like, they do seem to be having really good pace. Because, after all, Perez qualified P1, he took pole in Jeddah, basically, so he's going to be starting the race tomorrow. As for the other drivers, Leclerc came in P2, Alonso came in P3, Russell 4th, which is a really good result, honestly, for the Mercedes driver, like P4, quite a solid result. Then Sainz in P5, Stroll in 6th, Ocon in 7th, and Hamilton in 8th, because he also had his lap time deleted in the same corner where Logan Sargeant had, like, basically the same line. Then Piastri came in 9th, and Gasly came in 2nd. So, yeah. But Leclerc is having that 10-place grid penalty, so he's going to be dropping down to P2. So it's really interesting because Max is going to be starting from P15 and Leclerc is going to be just a few cars ahead. So honestly, I'm really excited for tomorrow's race. I'm really, really excited for tomorrow's race because, like, the whole fight of Verstappen trying to win the race from P15, because he's definitely going to try and do that. Like, come on, he's Max Verstappen. We've already seen that last year, how he won from P10 and even further down the grid. And I saw some comments, like, of people joking, oh, he hasn't done it in so long. He's probably, like, he probably forgot how to race people and how to pass people. I mean, bro, I mean, it's funny, but, like, it's Max Verstappen. If Red Bull is not going to have any of these issues that they've had with the gearbox, I really hope that they don't have these issues. I think Max is definitely trying to win the race. I don't know how it will turn out with Perez, though, because he's on pole. And also Alonso, because Leclerc is dropping down from 2nd. Alonso is coming down from P3 to 2nd. And Russell is coming up also. Sainz is also coming up. Stroll is also coming up because Leclerc is dropping down. So I don't know honestly how that turns out, but it can be quite dramatic. Because, like, Max definitely trying to win the race, but also the drivers that are in the front, like Alonso, can we have a fight between Perez, Sainz, Russell, Alonso, and Max? And also, if Leclerc manages to actually pass a few people from P12, like, imagine how fucking awesome that would be. Like, oh my god, I honestly can't wait for tomorrow's race. I'm so excited because, like, oh, we haven't had such, like, positioning on the grid for so long, like, this exciting positioning. But yeah, anyways, I'm really excited. And as for little incidents, as Charles would say, we've had Norris to hit the wall, which was, like, kind of not good. We also had Alonso to spin as soon as he basically came out the pits and was on to turn 2, he spun. I don't know how that happened, but, like, he seemed to have a lot of oversteer. But yeah, and even Crofty, like, said it, like, what happened to our Fernando Alonso? Like, what's happening there? But he seemed to fix everything up and just finish quali smoothly. So that was great that we didn't get to see any more spins from Alonso. We've also had a yellow flag because from turn 23 to 24, Sargeant went off. So he was basically I think, was it Norris? Where did he hit the wall? Maybe it was the same place. I don't quote me in this, but yeah, on turn 23 to 24, Sargeant basically went off the track. He also almost spun. Like, he spun, but not fully. Like, he did a 180 and then managed to somehow stop himself from not hitting the wall, actually. Which was, like, honestly, coming from Logan Sargeant was really impressive. Like, really impressive. He managed to stop the car really well. And he was probably, like, inches off the wall. Like, because the way the camera showed it, you could see, like, the shadow of the car on the wall besides him. Which was, like, kind of scary to think about. Because one wrong move, like, if he didn't react this quickly as he did, he could have ended in the wall, basically. But yeah, also Albon was behind him and could have hit him, because when a Sargeant was braking to actually stop his car, there was a lot of smoke coming out of his tires, basically, and the visibility was not really good, so Albon was right behind him. So if there was teeny tiny bit more of the smoke, Albon could have literally went into the back of Sargeant. So yeah, that was really scary. Even Nico Rosberg said it himself, like, oh my god, that could have been a huge accident there. But thank god that didn't happen. Anyways, what else? I've talked about that already. Oh, I've also spotted how Leclerc was he was in a quite good mood. Let's call it that, yeah. After qualifying, like, in the whole post-quali interviews, he was in a really good mood. Like, considering that he's taking a 10-place grid penalty, I didn't imagine him to be in such a good mood after quali. Because, I mean, he qualified P2, so I guess that's kind of a reassurance that, yeah, the car can perform, but also the 10-place grid penalty. But also the car can perform, but the 10-place grid penalty. I don't know. Honestly, didn't expect him to be so happy after quali. So, yeah, also a little quote from Fernando Alonso about his car. And I quote, "The car seemed to be performing better than in Bahrain, and the tires and the pace over the over the strongest part." I'm so sorry. Let me repeat that once again. The tires and the pace were the strongest part of our car, basically. End of quote. So Fernando seems to be really happy about his car, and like how he mentioned in Bahrain, the car is really lovely to drive. So Fernando is just so happy, and I saw some pictures about after quali of Fernando, of how he was smiling in the garage with the mechanics and the whole team, and it's just amazing, honestly. I've also uploaded TikTok, like, of how, like, please, universe, let Fernando have a good race tomorrow. Let him win if that's possible. Like, honestly, bro, Fernando seems so happy, like, being in Aston Martin and driving their car. And, like, I really hope, if he's not winning the race tomorrow, I hope he can end up on the podium. Should we do race predictions tomorrow? Podium predictions? Fuck it, let's do it. Alright, so, as I said, fuck it, let's do predictions, podium predictions. So we had P3, P2, and P1. Let me think about it. Let me honestly think about this before... I don't want to make a clown of myself, honestly, but on the other hand, I kind of want to, like, guess, like, the most random stuff here. All right, wait. So we have Perez and Paul. Can he? I think we're definitely having Perez and Alonso on the podium, but I don't know where, and I don't know who's winning our race. I would love to honestly see Alonso win the race, but it all comes down to strategy. Because if I don't think Aston Martin will be able to actually like pull this huge gap of performance and concerning time, how like Max was able to do it in Bahrain. He was clear of the whole grid in front like for 40 plus seconds. I don't think Aston Martin can do that. But if they're able to do that and pull off from the rest of the grid, then strategy wise I think they can pull it off and actually like finish on the podium or even higher or even win the race. But honestly, this is so hard, honestly. All right, fuck it. Let's say Alonso is going to be finishing where is he going to be finishing? Let's say Alonso, let's put him in P2. In P2, so he starts in P3. Oh my god, so he is starting in P2, and I'm saying that he's going to be on the podium and finishing P2. Let's hope for that. Let's hope I don't make a clown of myself. So P1, definitely winning, I don't know, Perez or Max, one of the Red Bulls basically. I don't know which one, because I kind of still have my trust in Max, because he's definitely going to be fighting for the win. If not for the win, for the podium, definitely. So one of the Red Bulls is going to winning the race, in my opinion. And then P3, let's just scratch the whole like Max podium idea. If he doesn't win the race, let's just leave him in P1. So P3, who is going to be... Maybe one of the Ferrari guys? Could they pull it off? Like, if Leclerc honestly sucks it up and actually tries hard during the race, he could probably come onto the podium. Even Sainz could, because Sainz is going to be closer to the podium, but also he will need to battle with Russell, and Stroll is going to be right behind him. Fuck it, let's put Ferrari in P3. So one of the Ferrari guys is coming in P3, and I'm kind of... I don't know if the team seems to pull it off. Maybe Sainz is going to be ending up on the podium. Could that actually happen? It would be really nice for that to actually happen, to see Sainz on the podium, because like... I don't know. I don't remember when was the last time when Sainz came in onto the podium. Yeah, anyways. So P3... I'm putting one of the Ferrari guys, P2, Alonso, and I'm certain on this. Maybe it's kind of not fair for me to say, like, oh yeah, Carlos or Leclerc, and P1, Max or Perez, like one of the Red Bull guys, but I don't care. I'm certain on Alonso, definitely. He's coming in P2. Honestly, let him win the race. Fuck it, let him win the race, but yeah. P3 Ferrari, P2 Alonso, P1 Perez or Max. So tomorrow we'll see of how much I made myself look like a clown trying to predict who's going to be coming onto the podium in Jeddah tomorrow. But yeah, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time, and the next time being tomorrow. So yeah, bye.